Welcome to the Language Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 Months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and it has been quite a while since I recorded one of these, and for a good reason. I have been busy traveling, living that nomadic life. As I said in my last update, I had 3 main travel projects, and I wanted to give you an update on how that's going in this episode. One of them is complete. I was successful in getting a bus across the entire distance from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean through a lot of Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, and Chile. And I am now on to my next 2 projects. So one of them, this episode is actually coming to you from the middle of the Amazon basin, and I am halfway through going down the Amazon River. And another project is visiting every Brazilian state, and I am already done with 20 states with just 6 left. So I wanted to talk firstly today about the experience on the Amazon River itself. It has been eye-opening. It's been amazing. I feel so fortunate that I get to do this. So I started it where the Amazon River begins itself, which is very close to the Peruvian city of Iquitos. So I flew in there, and since then it's just been boats all the way up the river. And it's a single night to get to the triple border of Peru, Colombia, and Brazil. And when I got there, I had a very ridiculous experience. I thought I would deal with the visa of going into one country or another later, because I arrived quite tired because I got the night boat. But I messed up the order I was supposed to do the passports. Anyway, I figured it out in the end. It's all good. And I spent the night in the Colombian side, and I simply walked over the border to Brazil. And since then, I've been in Brazil now for the last month or so. And the first bus, the first boat that I got within Brazil was 3 full days on this very non-cruise level experience. So I'm absolutely roughing it a bit, but not too much, because what a lot of people do when they get the long Amazon boat rides and they want to do it on a budget is you can actually sleep in a hammock next to about 500 other people, and you do that for a very cheap price. I think it works out to be something like $20 or $30 for the entire 3 days, including an all-you-can-eat buffet during the day while you're on the boat. So very good value there. But having not slept very well on the boat to the triple border, I decided I didn't want to feel this tired for the next days, several days in a row. So I found another option of getting a private cabin. And this ended up being about, I want to say, $200 or $300 for the full 3 days. And again, that includes the food. But I had a cabin to myself. And again, not cruise level style. I had to squash a lot of bugs who were flying in and annoying me while I was in there. But I did have my own private space. I even had an air conditioner in the room. And I even had a balcony that I could stand out and watch the amazing view of the sky at night, because obviously you're very far from civilization, so you can get a perfect view of the Milky Way. And just having my own privacy to separate from the fact that I was interacting with lots of guests. And one random advantage I had personally as a polyglot, the only other foreigners, at least non-South American foreigners, on the boat that I at least was aware of, were a group of Italian ladies. So I actually got to practice a lot of my Italian on that boat, just because they were very happy to speak Italian. They never get to speak it on a trip like that, and especially with an Irish guy. So they really appreciated that. So I made friends with those. I made friends with random other people. So lots of great conversations. But of course, it's very tightly packed, one person next to the other. I don't think I would sleep very well in a hammock myself, especially full night, three nights in a row next to a bunch of other people. So I decided, you know what? I'm 42 years old right now. I think I can splash out, even though it's relative for European or American prices, not even that expensive for such a unique experience. I figured, why not? I absolutely loved it. I had a great time. It was very relaxing. They do have the option of getting Wi-Fi on the boat, which connects via a Starlink satellite Wi-Fi. But I decided not to get that and just take the 3 days to be completely disconnected and to catch up on reading and to just relax a bit. So it was very good to be so disconnected and to be able to talk to all these Brazilians, to be back in Brazil again. I started the year in Brazil for 3 months and I'm back again, and make it all the way to Manaus, which was a very jolting experience because it's a major city in the Amazon. So you just get hit with all the people after being on this tranquil boat for a few days. So yeah, an absolutely amazing experience. And if you ever have the chance to do it, I would highly recommend it. The catch is, being this style of travel, you're not able to book it online. Like, even the likes of getting buses in Brazil, you can book buses online through multiple websites to arrange the logistics of your upcoming travels. But you cannot do that with these boats. Or you technically can, but it's a very complicated roundabout way that you have to connect with somebody via WhatsApp and pay them via Pix, which is the Brazilian cash transfer system that is kind of tricky if you're not Brazilian. So ultimately, you pay in person and you can only buy it up to a week before. Because when I arrived in Manaus, I already knew the next boat I wanted to get was to the next major city, Santarém. And I wasn't able to buy it because I wasn't going to be going for several weeks. And I just couldn't, they wouldn't let me buy the ticket until it was maximum 1 week before. So very interesting style of travel that it's much more last minute. I'm going to hopefully get another cabin on that next boat as I continue to go to, like I said, Santarém, and then to Macapá, and then to Belém. All three of these major cities just getting further and further to where the Amazon finally meets the Atlantic Ocean. I am really enjoying this experience. I've branched off a little bit from when I made it to that major city, Manaus, to explore off the Amazon. And that was part of my project to visit the other Brazilian states. And that's been its own very interesting thing. One state that was right next to the border with Guyana and Venezuela. Had a great time there. And I've gone to other cities now south of the Amazon River. And I'm due now to go continue that part of the trip. So I'm extremely appreciative that I get to do this. The logistics of it has been its own interesting side project, as it were. And I am adoring being back in Brazil. As you guys know, it's my favorite country. I love exploring. I feel so honored that I'll get to be one of the few people who will have visited every single Brazilian state, because it's not something a lot of people do. And I'm hopefully going to be able to continue to spend the rest of the year in Brazil. It's going to depend on if they let me extend my tourist visa, because that's typically you have your 3 months at a time limit. So we'll see how that goes. And one other thing I did want to tell you guys today is, one advantage of this more relaxed style of going through Amazon rainforests and being in much smaller cities for the most part is I have a lot more time available. I'm going to have different projects I'm going to be taking on in a couple of months' time that's going to be taking up the majority of my workday. But these days, I have a very relaxed schedule. So I actually want to open that up to talk with you guys one-on-one. And if anybody is interested, please go check out languagehacking.com/chat, C-H-A-T. And we can set up a one-on-one call if you want to get coaching on your language learning project, If you want to pick my brain about travel logistics, learn about life as a nomad, if you want to try that yourself, or even running your own language business. So anything like that that's on your mind, let's talk about it one-on-one. And because I have a lot more time available in the short term, so this is not something I can do most of the time, I've opened up my calendar and I've drastically reduced my rates. I've cut off 60% of what I would typically charge for a consultation call. So if you have ever been curious about that, and if you want to just chat with me one-on-one, then let's set that up. I've opened up my calendar and I would really like to help as many people as I can in this time. So again, that's languagehacking.com/chat. And hopefully you've otherwise appreciated my travel update. And until the next time, I'll wish you all a very happy language learning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening and happy language learning.